Now, golf returns after its Christmas break with the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. The field is made up of players who won PGA Tour events last season, so that includes the top two in the world, Jordan Spieth and Jason Day. After such a monumental year for Spieth in 2015, how does he plan to continue his success?
I'm not thinking of this as anything different. This is just, we're just continuing. The month changed, the year changed. When you write the date, that's about it in my mind. I think we've just had a little bit of a break, and I've had plenty of playing and practice to be plenty ready to try and win this week, and then take our game over to Asia in a couple weeks, and then I'll come back here and get to my normal schedule. It's a fantastic field. We've got all the majors here, which is pretty cool. There might be some guys maybe coming off a lot of a break, but after playing with quite a few guys, seems like everyone's kind of mid-season form.
Now, we're used to seeing Spieth hole putts, but to just have a look at what he did here during his practice round yesterday after holing this one. Got a spring in his step, Jordan Spieth. But can he carry on his superb form from 2015 when he won five of the 25 events he entered? He also had four runner-up finishes, was in the top 10 on 15 occasions, won back-to-back majors at the Masters and US Open. Spieth was close to completing a calendar Grand Slam last year, missed a putt at St Andrews that would have taken him into a playoff at the Open, finished second to Jason Day at the final major of the year, the US PGA Championship at Whistling Straits.
Will 2016 be the year we see Ricky Fowler win his first major? He had top five finishes in all four of the majors in 2014, and last season he won golf's unofficial fifth major, the Players' Championship.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, working on being the best that I can be. The ultimate goal is to be the best player in the world. I obviously have some pretty tough competition out there. But, I'm looking forward to be playing against these guys for a long time. And I really feel like, you know, like Jason said, any of the guys that are out here playing for a living, or if you really feel like you're one of the best players in the world, that you should truly believe that if you have your best game that week, that no one should be able to beat you.